Each week at this time, we present Legislative Report, and joining us on today's program is Lancaster County Representative Steve Mentzer. He represents the 97th Legislative District. And Representative Mentzer, you have co-sponsored a resolution with Representative Maureen Madden designating World Elder Abuse Awareness Day in the Keystone State. Can you talk to us about the date of that observance and maybe provide some statistics for our listeners on elder abuse here in Pennsylvania?
I sure can, Greg. As the Republican chair of Aging in the House, my hope is the resolution of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day will bring to the attention of Pennsylvanians the issue of elder abuse. Now, in the most recent publication of the Department of Aging's Older Adult Protective Services annual report, there were over 66,000 statewide reports of elder abuse. And that's a 14% increase over the previous year. The top three types of abuse include self-neglect, caregiver neglect, and financial exploitation. It's important that those of us who are public policymakers update our laws to help protect our vulnerable seniors, and that's why I sponsored this resolution along with Chairwoman Madden to take a day in June to observe this resolution of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.
House Republicans have proposed something that is called the Freedom Through Affordability Initiative. Can you tell us what is this initiative, the proposals that are involved, and where it stands before state lawmakers?
I sure can. With roughly 30% of voters saying that economic issues are the top problem facing the state of Pennsylvania, my Republican colleagues in the House have introduced a series of bills to address ongoing affordability concerns. They've done that by introducing a group of bills providing a temporary tax holiday. You know, a few examples would be, one, a six-month reduction in the personal income tax, a six-month suspension of the Pennsylvania gas tax, and a six-month suspension of the state's gross receipts tax on utility bills. Now, these bills have been introduced and have been referred to the proper committees, one in transportation and two in the finance committee. And so we'll have to see what happens here in the next upcoming months.
Lancaster County Representative Steve Mentzer, thank you for being with us on a very informative Legislative Report.